You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I went ahead and went in and saw an orthopedic dude regarding my shoulder, which has been hurting for months. Months. Because I did one of those things. And I even told him. I said, look, I thought this is one of those things that'll just clear up and go away by itself. Nope. It will not clear up and go away by itself. They did. I will say this. This is my first ever total five-star experience at a doctor's office.
Oh, good.
From the time I walked in, the greeting, the check-in process, everything I waited for was never more than, like when I first checked in, I waited about 4 minutes before they called my name.
Unheard of.
And there's plenty of people in there to go back to the little room where, mm-hmm. you know, they talk to you first.
Yeah.
And then they said, someone will be here to get you to take you for x-rays. That person showed up within 60 seconds.
Wow.
I went down, took the x-rays. They said, all right, go on back and the doctor's going to check these out and he'll come talk to you. The doctor took maybe 2 minutes before he came in.
Hmm.
From the time I got in the door to the time I left was maybe 45 minutes.
After the doctor was done with you, they gave you surgery, you went on your way, and you're currently healing.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had, and I'm in the car, and I'm like 3 minutes out of the parking lot, and the phone rings, and it's the physical therapy place that this doctor recommended. Calling to set up an appointment. It's like everything was boom, 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 boom.
It's truly unheard of.
It is totally unheard of. I even had to tell Gretchen about it when I got home. I said, I have never had that experience before with any doctor's visit. Because usually you're waiting in the waiting room for 30 minutes. Yeah. And then they bring you back to the little room.
Yeah.
And you got to wait another 30 minutes.
Yep. Yep.
And then it's just, I didn't know what to do. I brought my laptop so I could work.
Mm-hmm.
On some, you know, writing stuff. And I never really got the chance to even touch it. So that was wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then secondly, what the doctor diagnosed with my shoulder is not a tear or a torn AC, a rotator cuff or, you know, anything like that. It's something known, Jeremy, as frozen shoulder.
Okay.
I bet Josh will know what this is when he gets in. Frozen shoulder. It's when you have some sort of injury that you do, but it's not like a torn rotator cuff, but it's still an injury, and you build up scar tissue all around it. And that's why over time, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And if you don't start taking some anti-inflammation stuff and mm-hmm. going to PT,
yeah.
you actually can lose all range of motion with your shoulder.
No.
So he's like,
yeah, moving around now, huh?
He said 95% chance it will not require any surgery. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to be that 5%.
Yeah,
so
no, that's huge.
I'm going to go do the, and he says, and you'll go to physical therapy rather than them just telling you what to do
mm-hmm.
because you won't do it because it hurts.
Right.
And so the physical therapist has to hurt you. Really,
right.
Because otherwise you won't do it yourself.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good, man. I'm glad you
don't
have surgery. Yeah.
So as of now, I don't require surgery, so I'm happy about
Excellent.
That.
Excellent. That's good.
So that was my big day yesterday. Yeah. What do you got for me?
Yesterday was clean the house day. We've got one of our radio station clients coming over to my house today, and I don't want them to think that I live in total chaos.
Yeah.
Let's pause there. Isn't it always weird when a client comes over to the house? Like, you got to make sure everything's put away and looking nice. And I had to give my kids like the pep talk yesterday. It's like, you need to be on your best behavior tomorrow. Don't be little monsters. I'm going to put Reed in like a little suit and Lila will be in a sundress and I will make them talk in British accents. And I'm sure Nicole will be all done up and it'll be a lovely experience today.
That is a funny observation. That's true. I started thinking about it like I endorse Plumline, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
I remember when Plumline came to my house to do some stuff, same thing. I straighten everything
you
up.
You do, right?
More than if just some schmo is coming to work on something.
No. Nope.
If it's a client. Yeah, you're exactly
right. It's people that I deal with on a weekly basis. So
I didn't think about that, but you're right.
We need to sweep and vacuum, and we're polishing floors. And
that's funny.
So anyway, so I'm straightening up the office and everything and getting all of our, you know, messy papers stacked up. And lo and behold, I'm going through paperwork, buddy, and I come across a $50 Trader Joe's gift card, a $20 Cold Stone gift card, and a $40 Amazon gift card that had been slid under from a birthday at some point into this stack of paperwork that I didn't even know I had. So I'm looking at $110 worth of freebies, basically, of gifts. with gift cards that I didn't even know I had. And it's funny because they come wandering in this morning, and there's this new survey out talking about how many of us have unused gift cards. And the average person has $160 of these things laying around. And a lot of them are just going to waste, you know. Companies love this.
They're rubbing their hands together
when people come in and buy gift cards because they just, like what happened here, they're in a stack, in a drawer, you forget about them, and that's basically free money for Cold Stone, you know?
I remember talking with somebody who was an expert on this kind of stuff, and they said the reason when you walk into stores and you see these huge displays of gift cards and stuff like that, the reason they're being pushed so much is that companies have gotten to the point where they now rely on that. They know that it's guaranteed income that won't be cashed in.
Yes.
And even if you do, if somebody gives you a $50 gift card somewhere, you might spend $37.
Yes, exactly.
And in your mind, you're like, oh, I just got, one day I'll use that other 13.
Yep. You toss it in your glove box or something.
And you never do.
You never see it again.
So companies are kind of counting on that as part of their bottom line, that you won't use all of those ones that you found in your drawer, Jer.
Absolutely, man. But I guarantee you, I am going to be cashing these babies in. It was such a nice little surprise, you know.
They used to do that thing where as time went by, they would decrease in value.
Yeah.
But I don't think very many companies do
that
anymore.
I was reading the back of the cards really close. I'm like, did this decrease? Did this decrease?
And you know what's funny? Yeah, and what's funny is that they used to do that because they didn't know that people wouldn't be using it. Now they realize we don't have to do that kind of shenanigan.
Yep.
People will just forget about these cards.
Yep, that's right, man. So kudos to these stores. But watch out, Cold Stone, here I come.
I got a few suggestions of what you could get at Trader Joe's.
Okay, good.